All right. I want to welcome a special guest, Deborah Opry. She's a legal expert. She's represented the likes of James Brown, Michael Jackson's parents. I didn't know this. David Hasselhoff's wife? You did that?
Right. I did the Anna Nicole case. I represented the father of Danny Lynn, and I represented Jermaine Jackson.
Whoa, I'm not interested in any of that. David Hasselhoff's wife? That's fascinating. I didn't realize that he was married. What was it, a divorce case?
Yeah, he divorced her after 17 years.
And did she get a piece of that amazing music catalog? All right.
No.
I was just having fun with you. All right.
She
so
got
you, what's that?
She got some support. I liked her. I really liked Pamela.
Yeah. Hassel seems like a nice guy when he's not drinking and eating hamburgers off the floor in a Las Vegas hotel.
He's a fun guy. He's a guy you love to love.
Yeah, exactly. Except when he's wasted.
Even then.
Okay, very good. Well, he was on two massive hits, so he's got to have some money with between Baywatch and that Trans Am show. What was that called? Knight Rider.
Knight Rider.
Right.
Yeah, that brings back a few years.
Kit, the talking car. Yeah.
You make money, you spend money. It's a matter of who keeps it that counts.
It's a tough world out there, I know.
It is.
All right, Deborah, so you know all things legal, so let's go ahead with the breaking news, the Conrad Murray verdict. Walk us through your thinking. Were you surprised or not surprised? And then we'll talk about the sentencing. Give us your thinking about what happened today. Just summarize it first.
I'm going to talk as fast as you do, so slow me down. I was absolutely not surprised about the verdict. I think it was absolutely, the deliberation was timely, right on the nose. I think the prosecution sold the evidence, sold the case the way they should have. I think the defense, in my humble opinion, fell a little short. You know, you work with what you work with. I think the closing could have been better. I think Conrad Murray, in the end, was his own worst enemy. In the end, he was a man who was reckless and callous in the use of his medical license, all for a dollar, because he supplied propofol, which never should have left the hospital environment. So in the end, he got what he deserved. How much time will he serve? They say up to 4 years. With California and how bad it is out here, I mean, the state is paying more for the jails every day than they are for the schooling and education of the kids. So he'll probably do 18 to 22, 23 months. He'll end in a house arrest. I think he's going to do some county jail time. I don't know if he's going to Folsom, the state prison. I don't know, but I don't think he's going to be in there for the duration. I think 18 months is about
right. And the reports, Deborah, that I've been hearing, that the 18 months may be under house arrest, not even in jail, because
I don't believe
the
that.
Massive overcrowding.
That.
You don't believe that?
I think, when you saw that judge immediately remand him into custody, everybody was surprised. I wasn't, because he's a Texas resident, and this is the kind of guy that he has enough contact outside the state of California where the judge would have had egg in his face if that guy never showed up again. So I think the judge had to remand him. So if the judge remands him, how much time do you think he's going to get, and is it going to be house arrest? I don't think this judge is the type of judge, and I said it in the beginning, you have to look at his sentencing practices. The judge, I don't think, is the type of judge who's going to say, oh, I'm going to put you away for 4 years under house arrest. I think he's going to start off in county or state, and he'll end maybe the last 6 months for house arrest.
Gotcha.
Or the duration of a four-year term.
Okay.
That would be interesting if he served 18 months, and then he gets converted to a house arrest for the next 2 years. That would be catastrophic for this guy. But the worst thing that's going to happen to that doctor is that he's done as a doctor. It's over.
All right. Well, look, he's probably not a fantastic doctor anyway. I think he got his medical license in Granada, and he was essentially a drug dealer for Michael Jackson. So, it's not like George Clooney from ER is being taken off the hospital watch. You know, this guy was a dirtbag.
Everybody who listens to your show should know this. This is the first, I hope, of many cases where the hammer comes down hard on these doctors who are actual drug pushers, because Murray, in the end, was not treating him. He was supplying him. And it's a tragedy, and I think the beginning of the end is now for these doctors who do this.
But at least you could argue that he was well paid. Apparently, it was going to be $150,000 a month.
Did he get paid? I don't
know. Well, no, Jackson never paid him. But the idea of what he was going to do for $150,000 a month, you know, you can argue that that's a good living.
Andy, Dr. Murray, if nothing else, was naive in his greed and desperation. Because if, you know, people who have dealt with Michael Jackson before have said there's been difficulties getting paid. So he obviously didn't know the routine of this environment. And that's desperation.
Right. Unless you're a young boy who sleeps in his bed and sues him, you're not going to get paid. That much we know.
Don't go down that road again. Stop it.
All right. Well, but speaking of young boys, though, it was a transition. Okay. I don't want to talk about that. It was a transition to Penn State.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
Okay. Now, this case is about as bad as it gets, and we covered this in our first hour, but I want to cover it with you because you're a defense attorney.
Okay.
And essentially, we all know, for people who are just joining us, Joe